The opinions of Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Curry around Kawhi Leonard. He lost him and hit a three. Curry around Aldridge. Curry three. Yes, sir. Kawhi Leonard pounding Curry. Made it anyway.
You got to see this to believe it.
Curry had it knocked away. Tried to shoot it. And Azili saving it. That could be the craziest assist ever.
We almost got him. Come on. I'm just glad my general manager wasn't in the locker room because it might have gotten me fired.
Before halftime or after?
You just don't get it, do you?
Well, that Warriors train just keeps on rolling. And hey, how about your Rockets getting a little win last night, too? Let's get to it. It's a Tuesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on.
On!
For a Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, AJ Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on recent posts by others. Don't send us messages, we don't see them. I finally saw one last night, and all it did was piss me off anyway. You can also hit us up on Twitter, at Fred Fowler.
You know what that makes me do, right?
Yeah, you got to go look at the message.
No, I have to go look at the message.
That's F-A-O-U-R.
I'm so predictable.
At AJ is the real, at Jongy Football, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Tuesday, and it's ugly out there, and you guys are usually in a bad mood. Don't be today.
Are you talking about the message from Jim Asher?
Yes.
Whose profile picture is presumably him on a tractor?
Yeah.
Is that who you're talking about?
Yes, that one. That came 7 minutes after the show last night?
That's the one. You two ass clowns need to leave politics out of your sports show. Our show's not a sports show. Can we start with that?
Yeah.
Our show's just a radio show where dudes talk about stuff that dudes talk about. And sometimes we talk about sports. Sometimes we talk about politics. Sometimes we talk about boobies. Sometimes we talk about TV shows. Sometimes we talk about, you know, what the books that I'm going to write about, Jong's parents walking in on him having sex. We talk about all kinds of things.
We talk about rat fighting.
Don't you try to put us in a box, Jim Asher Sr. How dare you try to put us in a box? We talk about what we want, bro. Shame on you, Jim Asher Sr. Shame.
Yeah, I just saw that. And I'm like, really? Why? First off,
shame on you and Jim Asher Jr. Shame on your whole family, as a matter of fact. Is that all right? Am I allowed to throw shame on his family?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, good. Shame on the entire Asher clan.
Shame.
Well, no, to be fair, we have a lot of new listeners that may not quite get what we do, and we just kind of roll with whatever, man. I mean, yes, it's a sports-based show, technically, but really it's based on whatever the hell it is we want to talk about any given day.
Yeah, that's the great thing is, you know, we don't have to, it's not like we're at 610 where we have to have a certain percentage of our time clock dedicated to the Texans or, you know, we don't have to force in Astros talk or Rockets talk once an hour like they do at the other station, 790. We can talk about whatever we want. We've earned that right. Yeah. And so if we want to talk about Ted Cruz getting an endorsement from Rick Perry and it being the most comedic thing since Sarah Palin endorsing Trump, and that was the most comedic thing since Lindsey Graham endorsing Jeb Bush, we can talk about it. Because our boss has let us talk about it. So if you don't like our show, you should listen to a more sportsy show than ours. I dare you to find one more sportsy than ours. It's damn near impossible. But
it's always sports to you.
That's right. So, Jim Asher, suck it.
I want to say you, and I mean that in the most professional way.
That's right. That's right, bro.
Like I said, I was doing something on my phone last night. Actually, it's probably not his fault I was in a bad mood. After the show, we went to one of our favorite places to get some dinner.
Okay.
And it was one of those times where I have no tolerance for this, where the service was just awful.
Oh, no.
They took like 30 minutes. So, this place is one of my go-to places, and now it's off the list. And so I was already in a bad mood. Then I looked at that, and I'm like, really? Really, Chief? But, some people, that's they turn the station on. That's all they want to hear is sports.
Well, that's all right.
Somebody says he's unshameable. He lives in Dayton. So, well, there is that. Look, we have all kinds that listen to the show, and some people like it, some people don't. We don't have to defend it. We're just going to do it.
Well, I've scrolled through his profile for about 30 seconds.
Yeah.
And there's only two things in the world he cares about. The Arizona Cardinals, which could be why he's so salty, and tractors. This dude loves tractors. So maybe we're just not for you. Maybe we're not for tractor-loving Arizona Cardinals fans.
I like tractors. I kind of like the Cardinals, too.
Well.
I like tractors. I like Cardinals.
Okay.
I like shooting Cardinals. I know it's not necessarily legal, but if I see them, they're red. They're easy to shoot.
Whatever you want to do, man. I have no...
I like sheep sex.
For it.
So, anyway, 713-780-ESPN.
Ass clown.
Man.
Call me an ass clown.
That.
You're a tractor guy, and you're going to call me an ass clown?
Hey, maybe it's a nice tractor. Some of those tractors are expensive.
I'm sure they are, but I mean, like, how much do you love your tractor that you got, like, 40 pictures of a tractor?
See, this is an 832. This is why you're an idiot. Maybe if you guys weren't so left leaning, people wouldn't care so much. Do I have to go through the whole thing about who I voted for in every one of the elections over the last 20 years, and you still keep calling me left leaning? I'll say this: bleep you. Since we're going to play this game today, where you guys are just going to be dicks because it's a Tuesday, bleep you, 832.
By the way, it doesn't take someone who's left leaning to see that Donald Trump and Ted Cruz are borderline humans at best. So, I don't care what you think.
See, this is the problem. This is the problem with politics, is if you don't believe exactly the way knuckleheads like this believe, then you're either right wing or you're left wing. And I think I'm pretty much on record as being very right about some things and very left about some things, and actually just being a common sense person that takes one thing at a time. But that makes me left-leaning. Okay. Suck at 832.
By the way, I didn't vote for Obama in the last election.
Yeah, neither did I.
I don't know if that makes us super left-leaning or not.
Hmm.
But
I went through every presidential election I've ever voted for, and I think I've only voted Democrat once in all the times I've voted.
Was it for Bill Clinton?
No, it was the first time. I voted for Obama the first time, and then I was so utterly disappointed in his efforts that I went the other way last time.
Okay.
I don't think I voted for Clinton, to be honest with you.
Okay.
Either time. But
did you vote for Ross Perot?
I did not vote for Ross Perot. Man, you're going to have to carry me a little more than usual today.
Okay.
The last 2 days have been nothing but dealing with crap.
You voted for Bob Dole?
Yeah, actually, I did vote for Bob Dole.
Come on, dude.
Hey. But no, I'm left-leaning. Stop it.
That's all right.
Stop it. I'm left-leaning.
I voted for Bob Dole.
I would just like, I would love for anybody who thinks I'm left-leaning to hear the arguments I get into with my socialist wife about politics. You've probably been around for a couple of those. And it's like, yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm left-leaning. Okay. Oh, well. But
you should have voted for Ross Perot.
Yeah. So see the 936. This is maybe the best text ever from the 936. Unfortunately, this is Texas. We're filled with idiots who think you have to pick a side. You can't think for yourself.
No, that's the way it is.
Hmm. Oh boy, man! The last 2 days I've done nothing but have to deal with this stuff from this stupid accident. And I've had 8 people from Geico call me in 2 days. to try to explain to me how this works. I'm like, okay, the first guy explained it. I get it. You know, I fill out this paperwork. You guys get the truck. Boom. I did get a little bonus, so I went to pick it up today. And I'll give them credit. Apparently, if they find cash in there, they put it in an envelope for you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like $180 in there.
In your car?
Yeah. I don't know how it got there. I don't know what it was doing in there.
Dude.
But I'll take it.
I need to break into your car.
I don't know how.
$180.
I don't know what the hell it was doing there. I don't know how it got there. But anyway.
Good for you.
See, I was going to talk Rockets, and now I don't even want to talk sports today.
Whatever. We could talk sports if you want. We could talk about Mr. Asher some more. We can do whatever you want, man.
It's okay. I mean, I kind of came in with a plan today, and
yeah, but we could forget talking about your plan. I mean, we could do whatever we want.
Absolutely.
Change the plan. We can change the plan. That's the great thing about this show. We can change the plan.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yep.
Keem says, I don't make enough money to vote Republican. That doesn't stop people here.
No, nobody cares.
Yeah.
You'd be broke ass, dude. They don't care. They don't care.
See, Lamont says, just my opinion. People call you guys leftists because you crush the right and don't say anything about the left. See, I think you hear what you want to hear. Have you ever heard us talk about Hillary and say a single positive thing about her?
Yeah, I've got nothing good to say.
No. I think she's a complete flipping phony.
But I do, I have more.
And I would not vote for her.
I have more respect for her than I do for Ted Cruz because Hillary believes in dinosaurs. So that's like.
And she looks like one. So.
If I'm going to, you know, take you seriously as a human and you tell me you don't believe in dinosaurs, you're probably not going to make it. Just like B.O.B., who now is like fully convinced that the world is flat. I'm not sure where he came to this conclusion. I'm not sure how he thinks it's possible even. But he thinks the world is flat. I want to know where the edge is, where you can just like jump off. Because there are idiots here who think the world is flat.
That would be kind of cool, actually.
And don't believe in dinosaurs.
I'd like to parachute off the edge of the world. Ugh. That'd be awesome, wouldn't it?
It would lead you straight into a dinosaur pit.
But yeah, to your point, Lamont.
It leads you to an alternate universe where people like Ted Cruz and Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton can be the president of the United States.
But to your point, Lamont, so you guys crushed Trump and Cruz and ho-hum with Billary and Comrade. Well, first off, you don't hear it because you have your side, and that's a problem with a lot of people in politics. Anything you say about their side, they get pissed off about. They ignore when you rip the other guys. I have been on record as saying how much I hate Hillary many times. And I think the comrade's interesting, but he's way too far. You know, guys, how I feel about free college and stuff like that. I have a problem with it. But I at least like that, you know, I at least like that he's not a typical politician. He's not out there lying to you and trying to get votes like most of these knuckleheads are. Doesn't mean I'm not voting for Clinton, though, I can tell you that, for the record, at any point. All right, 713-780-ESPN.
I'll probably vote for whoever else I can vote for, like I did.
I will vote
3 years ago.
I will vote.
Oh, I went and voted for Gary Johnson, which I think my wife and I may have been the only people in the country who voted for Gary
that
Johnson.
That dude got two votes. We should have him on the show so he could thank you.
But
for
what
votes.
I did say was, like, when I left the voting booth, I said, you know what? I feel okay about it because I don't have to walk around. And at that point, you kind of knew who was going to win. I had a good feeling that Obama was going to be the president. But I was like, I didn't vote for Obama, so I don't have to walk around for the next 4 years, you know, feeling like I contributed to this nonsense. And I also didn't vote for Mitt Romney, so I'm not a total a-hole. So I felt good voting for the third party that had no chance of winning.
And you know what? That's at least it's a statement, but look, we're not going to get good candidates no matter what.
I'm sorry. I've called you a total a-hole. I didn't mean to do it like that. I was just trying to say I would have felt like a total a-hole.
Well,
you didn't feel like a total a-hole.
No, I felt like my statement was I wanted that guy out of the White House. And I voted for the one guy who I thought had a chance. Did I like him? No. But there's never anybody I'm going to like.
No.
There's never anybody that's going to have.
If you're close to being the president of the United States, you're a terrible person.
Most likely.
Almost without fail, there's something wrong with you.
Like I said, I was a big Rand Paul guy, but he's got no shot.
I'm the same way. That's the one. That's the guy I would have voted for. And there's,
but that makes that
they
makes
don't want
you...
they don't want him to win. Like I said yesterday, they posted on Fox News the top five candidates in Iowa. Rand Paul is polling fifth, so they put his name, but a picture of Jeb Bush, who's not polling anywhere near the top five.
All right,
but that's their move.
We'll get your phone calls when we come back, but right now
hope you like that, Mr. Asher. A little politic talk.
Yeah, I do the whole show on it if you want.
Fine.
I don't care.
I don't care either.
In fact,
you want to talk local politics? I saw a thing on television today. There's that guy is still trying to figure out what to do with the Astrodome. I swear to God, we had a vote like a year ago and decided it's going to be torn down, right?
Well, we gave them something. If they want to keep it, we gave them something.
But that was a real thing. I'm not making that up in my head. There was like an actual vote, and they said, you know what? We're going to get rid of the Astrodome. It's done.
Well, the vote was not to fund it, to do something else with it. So basically,
it's to stop trying to come up with cockamamie ideas to do something with the Astrodome.
Rat fighting is not a cockamamie idea. It's a brilliant idea.
This guy's still like, I want to make an indoor park.
Oh, stop.
Who goes to an indoor park ever in the history of man? Who's like, oh, I know, I've got a great idea for the day. Let's go to that indoor park. No, there's no such thing as indoor parks. Parks are outside for a reason. That's what a park is.
Speaking of parking outside, if you've got a vehicle parked out in your yard and it's time to do something about it, guess what? Give my friends a call at HoustonCarsForKids.com, because it doesn't matter what kind of shape the vehicle's in. And maybe it was something you were going to fix up. Maybe you just kind of left it out there and you never got around to it. Well, guess what? Donate it, because they could really use it at Houston Can Academies. And you get a tax deduction. They'll come tow it free of charge no matter where you are. Even if you're in Dayton, they'll come over there and they'll tow it free of charge. That old tractor, even. They'll come tow it. And not only that, if you tell them you heard about it on the Blitz, you're going to get a free $50 Visa gift card. Just their way of saying thank you. Make sure you tell them you heard about it on the Blitz so you can get that gift card. But it's a really quick and easy process. And here's what happens. They take those vehicles, and those donations go to help kids who get a second chance at Houston Can Academy. These are kids who are dropped out, at-risk kids, who get an opportunity to get back in school. And so many of them had to drop out for all kinds of reasons. And I'm sure a lot of you guys out there have gone through the same thing. Had to get a job. You know, maybe they were bullied. There's all sorts of reasons why they drop out. Well, Houston Can Academy gives them a second chance. They work with them. They're graduating some terrific kids from there that go on and do great things. And it's making us a better society. And you know what? The cool thing is you can help with that. Just get rid of that vehicle. That's it. Give them a call right now. 713-225-4226. And donate it whatever kind of shape it's in, 713-225-4226, or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Make sure you told them you heard about it on the Blitz, and right off the car, not the kid.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Live from the Gau Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
What's going on here, John? What is happening?
He was trying to play a cut.
I was going to play a clip, but...
Are you struggling?
Yeah, a little bit.
What's going on with you?
No, I was going to play a clip, but I... you know, these websites have ads. I accidentally left the ad in it before I played the clip, so... It was going to be about the Astrodome.
Is everything okay with you?
No, I'm fine.
Nothing going on in your personal life?
I was doing that during the break, so I had very little time to edit. Okay. So I forgot to go back and edit that out.
Because you didn't know I was going to bitch about the Astrodome?
No.
That's a surprise. No, so it's my fault, really.
No, it's my fault.
You sure?
Yes.
You want to share blame?
Sure.
Okay. Sorry for throwing you for a loop, man.
Yeah, a couple of things from Twitter. That Lamont's lazy sports talk host is feasting on the Astrodome idea thing. That is the worst topic in Houston sports radio. It really is. That's why we gave you the rats. That's it. Drop the mic. We don't have a better idea than rat fighting.
If you're not going to let those giant rats fight, just tear it down.
And then have them fight a homeless guy?
Yeah.
I mean, we That's it. There is no other idea. Stop with it. Tear it down. Peter says, why do people care so much about other people's political leanings? I vote Green Party and I'm somewhat socialist, but I'll listen. It's not that. It's just people get ticked off if they think you're ripping their beliefs is what it is. In truth, for the most part, I would say most of the texters think we're pretty libertarian, which is probably accurate. Robert said, you're very sportsy. All the haters are just mad because they hate their life and you guys have fun. Yeah, well, we try to. Try to have fun. That's a squeeze in a call. Brett, you're on the Blitz. Happy Tuesday, man. What's up?
Sports.
Sports to you.
Hey, I just wanted to call and say that I really enjoy your show because it doesn't always have to do with sports. And, you know, if somebody else doesn't like it, then, you know, they don't have to listen to it. This is my favorite show on the radio. So y'all keep doing what you got to do.
Thank you. Good share.
Yeah. Appreciate it.
I wouldn't want to do a show if all we were allowed to talk about is sports. I've never done a show like that. I've been doing radio for like 12 years.
Yeah.
I've never done a show where I had to talk about sports all day. See, I couldn't do it.
As much as I love football season, I actually start enjoying this time of year because we don't have to spend so much time on sports. You can kind of branch out a little bit.
That's like if you had a friend and the only thing he ever talked about was sports.
He'd work over at Yahoo.
God, who could be friends with someone who all they cared about was sports? That's it. They didn't want to talk about anything else in life. They had no other hobbies except watching sports. I would kill myself. I would kill myself.
Still watch a lot of sports.
I watch plenty of sports, but I watch other stuff too. I have other interests besides sports because I'm a well-rounded man.
But you're always going to have that element that you're ESPN, and not knowing that the E stands for entertainment, but that's okay. You're ESPN. You're supposed to talk sports 24/7.
Says who?
24/7. That's what it says. ESPN. You're ESPN. You need to be Skip Bayless.
No.
That Skipper? I like that Skipper.
Stupid.
Yeah, but that's not us. Never going to be. All right. Let's, you know, we'll run with this first segment, and then we'll get to some sports maybe. Mike, you're on the Blitz.
Sports?
Sports to you, Mike.
Hello, guys. I want to talk to you about sports and, of course, politics is today's deal. I'm a big Steelers fan. They're out of the playoffs, unfortunately, but there's next year. Anyway, what I want to talk to you is about this Bernie Sanders guy. He is so intriguing. He seems to me so honest, and I've been reading up on the internet, on his background, and this guy's the real deal. I mean, I read some stuff on him where, you know, he's not in bed with the big companies. He's not getting big company money. And the actual people like me and you and everybody else are making contributions over $1 million just to try to help the guy out. And there's something about him. I think he's the real deal.
Well, I mean, it's a lot of people seem to like him. I think that he's a guy who has a lot of good ideas and really no way to fiscally pull them off. And when you push him on how he's going to get the money to do these things, he just says, I'm going to make it happen.
Yeah, that's the one part about it that I haven't seen. And I criticize everybody about this equally. They'll say, oh, we're going to do this. And then my second question is always, okay, how?
And that's why I like Rand Paul, because Rand Paul like actually has a plan on how all this stuff. Well, first of all, everything's going to be cut.
Right.
And I saw my wife was like, Rand Paul asked Bernie Sanders to do a debate with him on money. And Bernie Sanders declined. And I said, well, why would Bernie Sanders accept? Because there's nothing to gain from that.
Yeah.
You know, and Rand Paul's barely showing up in the polls. And when he does, they put Jeb Bush's head on him. Bernie Sanders is like actually pushing on the other side. He's got no reason to get involved in something like that where it could make him look bad. Rand Paul, that guy's got nothing to lose. Bernie Sanders has a lot to lose. I like Bernie Sanders just fine. I just don't. I think it's all a bunch of it's very much like when Obama was using the hope thing, and it's like, yeah. Well, you got to pay for hope somehow. And
yeah, and it's I agree with a lot of what he says, but again, how are you going to do it? This is it's funny because people always ask me, because my wife's Canadian, about the Canadian healthcare system and. Is it better than ours? Absolutely. But you know what? There's a lot of things they don't have to pay for up there. It's a totally different society. They don't have to worry about any time there's a war, who's the first person the rest of the world calls. And yes, we get involved in some of those that we shouldn't on our own. But, you know, there's just a lot about this country that would not work up there. But, you know, I admire a lot of what he says. There are some things that I'm fundamentally opposed to, the free college being one of them. But that's, like I said, nobody's going to do everything I want. I'm with Cody. He who will legalize the reefer gets my vote for medicinal purposes, of course. No, I want it for recreational purposes. Whoever's going to do that, I'll vote for you. That and you'll get me casinos in this state. I don't care what else you do. We digress.
Yeah.
All right. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776 if you want again. It is The Blitz on ESPN 975.
ESPN 975.
And we are back on The Blitz. So this is what I love about this, because you piss off everybody because they only hear what they want to hear.
Yeah.
David says, I expect more from you than just regurgitating mainstream crap like Bernie is a commie and can't pay for it. Be better. What do we say?
I thought we were so left-leaning.
Yeah, we did. First off, nobody used the word commie. And I asked simply, what I want to know is how you're going to pay for it. And yes, people have sent me links to his stuff.
Which I've read.
Which I have too, and it still doesn't explain it to me in a way that makes sense. Now, how is that mainstream, regurgitating mainstream crap, David? Seriously.
Well, you guys are going to like who you like, and we like who we like, or we don't like who we don't like. And who cares? I can vote for whoever I want to. You can vote for whoever you want to. And then...
But say, you know what? I want...
And then after the election, we can all bitch about how our guy didn't win.
Lamont, I want you two guys to get together and just... Okay? Because we beat up your guys, and then we beat up his guys, apparently. So, y'all can be friends. Come on, David. You be better. Stop overreacting. It's a fair criticism. All right, let's try some phone calls. See how this goes. Let's try Chris. Chris, you're on The Blitz.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thanks for taking my call, y'all.
Sports.
I was just going to say that, firstly, I really like the show, and I appreciate that y'all don't lean one way or the other, and you do the show the way you do with, you know, sports and politics and whatever it is you feel you want to say, that you say it. And I really respect that for y'all's show. And it's pretty refreshing considering, you know, there's no way to lean where you would feel like you could sleep at night anyways, because you're probably committing to something you don't really enjoy or support anyways. But my question was, do you think it's wrong or right to vote for somebody or not vote for somebody that you don't believe in? You know, if I don't vote, which I haven't voted in the last two elections, I leaned towards Obama in the first one. I couldn't make a decision on the second one. I didn't vote either time, but I mean, I know I'm not asking. I know how it sounds, but is it wrong to not vote and say, I disagree with something that happened? Or is it wrong to vote for something and be guilty of voting for something you didn't really believe in, even if you kind of knew it was going to go bad anyway?
What I would suggest you do is do what I did a couple years ago. If you don't like what they're giving you, vote for whoever the third party guy is, because it's going to take 5%. You're going to have to get 5% of the vote has to go to a third party for them to add a third party to the ticket. That's the only way to make it happen. And I threw my vote at that 5%, didn't even come close. So if you don't feel good about voting for either one, that's what I recommend. And hopefully 4 years from now, 8 years from now, 20 years from now, we get rid of the two-party system and there's more options for people who aren't either insane left people or insane right people.
Not voting is – I understand why people don't, because I went through that phase as well. But there's so many other elections that go on that even if you're not going to vote for every single office, you really should go and vote for the ones that – there are going to be things that mean something to you.
There's going to be local stuff.
Yeah, well, and when they had the mayor runoff, I was all over Twitter telling people to get out and vote. I didn't care who you voted for, but that election is a hell of a lot more important to people in Houston, in the city anyway. Now, those of you over in Beaumont, you don't care. But that was a hell of a lot more important than in the presidential election is going to be. But, yeah, I don't fault that way of thinking because I did it for a while. 713-780-ESPN. Brian, let's try him. What's up, Brian?
Thank you guys for taking my call. I just wanted to make a key point. You just said, Fred or AJ, that the local elections are way more important than the presidential election because the president really don't make any decisions. His salary dictates that he's not really going to make that many things move in his country. What makes things move is the lobbyists that's paying the local legislators and the senators and stuff to sway which way they're going to vote on for this bill or that bill. And that's all I really wanted to say. Thank you guys for taking my call. You have a great show, by the way.
Thank you. See, sometimes people like to talk about things that aren't sports.
Yeah. Deacon, who always texts, says he wants to call in and have a take on politics. Call in, Deacon. We'll put you on. He is on? Line 3. Oh, okay. I couldn't. Deacon, you're on, buddy. What's up?
Hey, thanks, guys. Love the show, man. You guys are all I can stand to listen to. Lebatard and Bomani, they're not even sports shows, man. They're just... the role, commentary on the role of race in sports. It's disgusting. But the point I want to make with you guys, and I thank you for the fact that you are middle of the road and you speak common sense. All these people that take a stand, one side red, one side blue, and they dig in and they spew venom at the other side. Dude, both parties are corrupt. Both parties tell you everything you want to hear. They pander to their base at election time, and then they govern on the far right or the far left. They don't care about what you want. And all you got to do is look at what they do. Democrats don't even try and cut the budget. They just want to promise more spending. Republicans promise to cut the budget and then go in there and spend more money on their own programs. That's what this is. And one last quick point about Rand Paul. Ron Paul ran way older than he wanted to. He wanted his last run to be 08. He ran in 012 because he saw momentum for a grassroots movement building, and he wanted to set Rand Paul up for this election, his son, because he was supposed to tap into that grassroots support his dad had built and grow on it and actually become a viable non-establishment candidate with common sense financial solutions. But Donald Trump swooped in, changed everything. He gathered the anger and the frustration with politics that was supposed to go to Rand Paul. And if the Democratic Party had a Ralph Nader type still running, he'd be doing the same thing in that party that Trump is doing in the Republicans.
Well, that's kind of the problem.
That's all I wanted to say, and thank you guys. I'll hang up and listen.
The other part of that problem is, Rand Paul is supposed to be running as like a refreshing alternative to your average conservative guy. But the Republican Party doesn't want that. They don't want Rand Paul to win. He's not the face for them. They would rather have Donald Trump win.
But they don't want Trump either.
Oh, of course they don't. But now, if you put Donald Trump up against guys like Jeb Bush, this is what you get. But they wanted a guy like Jeb Bush to win. They wanted Marco Rubio to win. These are the guys that they want to win.
Because those are the guys they thought could win a general election, too.
Right.
713-780-ESPN. One more for David, because he keeps saying, because mainstream media doesn't give him a fair shake either. It's about Bernie. You're dismissive. How does tax Wall Street, et cetera, not make sense? I'd really encourage
you. You're talking about our taxes going up 10% too, our income tax going up
10%. But I would encourage you to go back and listen to what I actually said, which is there's a lot of things I like about what he has to say. My main thing is the free college. I'm dead set against it. That's one of those things that's all but a deal killer for me. I'm sorry. The other stuff I like. I have a lot of respect for what the guy has to say. And if it comes down to, I certainly would vote for him over Hillary because I will not vote for her ever. But again, you're doing exactly what the other guys are doing on the other side. You pick out the things that you want and think that we should believe all of them. That's just wrong. Don't believe all of them. That's silly. Hey, that's the thing that kind of drives me nuts, is if you don't believe every single thing, then you're an idiot and you're wrong. No. And one thing we're always going to do here, and I hate to break it to you, you might want to get used to it, we're going to be fairly critical of everybody. We're going to look at everything that way. And then positive when it's time to be positive. And if that includes your guy, oh,
sorry.
Well. But you know what? I can help you sleep better at night. If that frustrates you, you know,
it does. It helped me sleep better.
Well, you've already done it. Oh. Mattress from Texas Mattress Makers.
That's true.
And you know what? None of these political things will bother you. The fact that your team's not any good won't bother you. You'll sleep like a champ. And you can score big when you get your bed made for you at Texas Mattress Makers. Nothing beats getting custom fitted for the right bed to give you the most sleep. And that's what they do over there. It makes all the difference in the world, especially you start getting a little bit older. None of you are as old as me, but you start getting at that age where, you know, things start creaking and stuff. Man, that's what makes Texas Mattress Makers so great. They will put together a mattress for you that helps you sleep like a champ. They're experts. They're going to get it right. Quality handmade at the lowest prices guaranteed. They make all the mattresses right there, and they use all American products, and they make great, great mattresses that are custom fitted. And by the way, if you sleep one way and whoever you're sleeping with sleeps another, they can put that mattress together for you just like that. You're going to save at least 50% over what you would spend in a retail store. And right now, they've got so much inventory, they're having an inventory blowout sale. They price mattress sets starting at $249 just to clear out the factory. Go check them out, man. These are great mattresses. You can't beat a deal like that. They love the Blitzers. Go see Yuval and the gang. Tell them I said hello. They're going to give you a great deal. Texas Mattress Makers, it's always about your sleep. Visit them, 4619 Navigation at the corner of Lockwood and Navigation today. Better sleep at factory prices. TexasMattressMakers.com.
Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Texas TCU College Basketball, 7 p.m. tonight on ESPN 97.5.
And we're back on the Blitz. This is not how I expected the first hour of the show to go. I like it.
So apparently on the, I guess it was on the midday show, maybe you heard this, John. Were those guys telling people when I'm at that MMA lunch, the Bellator lunch on Saturday, were they telling people to come up and hug me?
There are a lot of people having lunch with Tito Ortiz.
Yeah, Tito's going to be a busy man.
Is he going to have lunch individually, no, or is this for everybody?
No, it's going to be a big table. It's going to be it's going to be a bunch of tables, and Tito will be there. I believe a few other fighters, local fighters, will be there, and AJ Hoffman will be hosting the whole thing.
AJ Hoffman.
AJ is... AJ loves the public. Like, he loves people, so he's perfect for this.
Yeah.
Like, AJ's going to be there mingling with everyone,
that's
giving them hugs.
Do. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't wait to
AJ's
see that.
AJ's very touchy, too. Yeah. Touchy-feely guy. So go up to him and hug him right away. Yeah. He loves that.
He loves back hugs, especially.
Yeah.
Right. Like, you just surprise
especially
him and go,
if
hi, AJ.
If you're a really large man.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're wearing short, tight shorts.
Yeah,
or underwear.
That.
Like, he likes that.
AJ told us, he goes, man, if there's one thing I could have more in life,
it's back hugs
from listeners.
Yeah, he loves that.
Yeah, so help him out.
God, I can't wait till that show gets canceled. Can't wait.
You know what? You know what we need to do? You know what we're going to do in San Francisco? We're going to do the same thing to Granado we did in New York. We're going to make him go to a craft beer place and get him so lit because he's going to be slamming those things like they're Heineken Light and he doesn't know what he's doing.
I think Granado's fine with that.
Well, he sure wasn't last time.
I think what we need to do,
we're
going to
have him throwing up in public this time.
We just need to put him in a cab that takes him somewhere that he's not supposed to be. Like putting him in a cab and say, hey, can you take this guy to Sacramento? He'll give you his credit card at the end.
Oh, you know what we should do? We should Cosby drug him.
Yeah.
And then...
You have some of that?
I don't have any, of course.
But you know a guy who might
I probably
a guy.
Know a guy who knows right. a guy. We Cosby drug him, strip him down, paint him with mustard... And he wakes up and he won't have any idea what happened to him. He'll be asking us because he was drinking with us. I don't know, man. You left with this guy. You guys were really close. I don't know.
For anybody who's new to the show, if you ever do see me in public, please yeah. don't touch me. A fist bump would be cool. I mean, that's... I hate those guys. I hate them.
Well, speaking of them...
Never Heal is such a trickster.
Kick off your weekend right. Have lunch out with ESPN 97.5. Each Friday, John and Raheel, followed by Unfiltered. We'll broadcast live beginning at 10 a.m. from Nick's Place. Meet us at the best Italian food and drink spot in Houston, 2713 Rocky Ridge. Here's what you do. Since they want you guys to go hug AJ, I think you should buy Raheel alcohol and make him drink.
Oh, yeah.
While you're at Nick's Place.
It's a good idea.
Because apparently he does not do that.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Or just grind up some bacon really small. Like smaller than bacon bits. You're going to have to like, yeah. go through, use like a ninja blender and almost like a bacon dust and dust his food with it when he's not looking. That way he'll go to hell.
I like this idea. All right, let's tell you, we're gonna blast through a couple more phone calls, and then we'll I don't know what the hell we'll do at the top of the hour, but we're only here till 6:30 today. We got UT basketball.
I didn't even know that until right now.
Yeah, you didn't?
No, I didn't. I'll be honest.
I didn't until I saw late night programming. Texas versus TCU coverage begins at 6:30.
Normally, I'm really good about reading the weekly email, and you're really bad about it.
I've been reading it more lately.
This week, I didn't. I forgot to read it. I was like, oh, I don't have time to read that now. I'll look at it later, and then I just never did.
So he says he thinks AJ would like it better if they came up and hugged you and they were wearing no underwear.
Yeah. Mm. I'll kill you.
713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. How about, what the hell, Pete? What's up, Pete? Pete?
Thanks for the call, Pete. We really needed something like that. That kind of a call is what the show's been missing. Let's try Daniel. Hey, Daniel, sports to you.
Sports, guys.
What's up?
I just kind of wanted to throw my political opinion in the ring for a minute. I heard a guy mention Rand Paul earlier, which I'm a huge fan of Mr. Paul's. I actually got to meet his dad back in Houston last election. And I just wanted to throw out there, you know, he's actually got the only tax plan out of all the candidates on both sides that leaves us with a surplus after 10 years. And Fred, just because I know you mentioned it earlier and I hear you mention it all the time, he's the only candidate that wants to actually follow the Constitution when it comes to things like marijuana policy and recreational drug use policy and leave it up to the states and let the states vote on it, which I think nowadays if, you know, you left it up to people of most states, it would, especially after seeing what happens in Colorado with the profit and everything, it would easily pass in most states, which I think is a great idea. But, you know, he's the only candidate that actually kind of wants to follow the Constitution and wants to do everything that made us the country we were in the first place. So I just wanted to throw that in there, and I'll hang up and listen, guys.
You know, it's interesting when we talk about the Constitution in particular, because most candidates say they want to follow the Constitution, but only as it applies to their particular politics. That's the thing that kind of drives me nuts as we talk about, I'm for personal freedom. Well, unless I disagree with it.
Right.
And well, a lot of people want to know why I'm against free college. I've spent a lot of time on that. I really don't want to hit that again. I just think when you turn 18, you're an adult. You ought to be able to pay for your college. Get a job.
Yeah.
There's
because other people don't want to pay for your college.
Go in the military and get money for college that way. There's a lot of ways you can do it. It's, and I know a lot of people
get. Or work your ass off when you're in high school and. Or just.
Get scholarships.
Get scholarships. Or just get a student loan. I know that sounds terrible.
Well, no, and I know a lot of people are really drowning with the student loans. And I would just tell you, you're investing in yourself when you do that.
Yeah.
And so you're investing that at some point you'll pay that off. And there's a lot of alternatives to student loans. And I know some people can't work while they go to school because their school's too intense. I get that. But a lot of people just go and they spend half their time at school and half the time partying, and they still wind up in debt when you could actually go get a good job. And scholarships are out there everywhere, man. I just disagree with the fact that we need to start paying for. Could we make it more affordable? Sure. I have no problem with that. But to me, 18 years old, you're an adult, you figure it out. And I know that's not a popular opinion, but I'm left-leaning, right? Quick break, get some blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.